This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Greetings, this is Harry. I represent the Reformed Church of Hastings, being one of the Reformed Churches of New Zealand. Our place of worship is 1234 Howard Street, Park Vale. You're most welcome to join us in worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. and also at 4:30 p.m. Do join us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Jesus Christ. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Greetings again in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Well, today I would like to discuss with you about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God, and this should prompt a response from me, from you, from New Zealand, a response of adoration, a response of praise and honour to him. The very first verse in the Bible tells us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then in the New Testament, in John chapter 1, what I read before, we read there, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Apostle John wrote his gospel so that we might know Jesus Christ, and knowing him that we might believe in him. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your one and only Saviour? Well, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we must know him. Now, introductions to books are very important. Some people read the first few paragraphs or the first few pages of a book, and if it doesn't grab them, they give up reading. A good introduction must get your attention and make you want to keep reading, so you can find out more. John, the Apostle John, begins his book with an extended introduction, describing who Jesus is and why he came. We know of God the Father. We know about the Holy Spirit. But who is Jesus? Where does he fit in? How can he be God too? Well, to the world, Jesus Christ has become a cursing word, a swear word, a blasphemous term. If only men knew the truth. I would like to explain to you who Jesus Christ truly is. So from now on, you cannot deny it. Before God, you will have no excuse. John, the writer, begins with a profound and powerful statement about Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God. He refers to him as the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now this verse and its three statements is one of the great foundation stones of our belief about Jesus Christ. John wrote three phrases, each of which makes a distinct and important statement about the Son of God. He is eternal, he is a person, and he is God. Jesus Christ is eternal. In his introduction, John takes us back to the very beginning of the Bible, to the opening verse. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." John wants us to know that in the beginning was the Word. Jesus Christ was there at the beginning, and even before the beginning, he was there before anything was made or created, before anything else existed. The Word, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was there. He existed as the second person of the Trinity. He was and is the eternal Son of God. He had no origin or cause. Rather, he was the origin and the cause of everything else. He had no beginning. Rather, all things have their beginnings in him. He was not created. Rather, he was the one who created all things, according to the Bible. Now, we find it difficult to think of God as having always been there, that he was there before the creation of the angels, before the fall of Satan, before the creation of the world. Yet, this is what the Scriptures, the Bible, teaches us about the triune God, that he is eternal. He has always existed. Listen to Jesus as he prays to the Father in John chapter 17, verse 5. "And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the creation of the world." In the closing chapter of the Bible in Revelation, there we hear Jesus declaring, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Jesus Christ is a person. John wrote, "And the Word was with God." Well, there are two truths expressed in this short phrase. The first is that Jesus is a person distinct from the Father. John distinguishes two persons here, God the Father and God the Son. It is impossible to consider the full divinity of Jesus without considering the Trinity, three in one. Now, we believe from the Scriptures that there is one God and three persons. Now, this is always and will be a mystery to us. The second truth we learn from this phrase is that Jesus Christ is a person in fellowship with the Father. John wrote, "And the Word was with God." They lived together in a very close relationship, in fellowship with each other. Now, this too is the mystery of the Trinity, the mystery of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit being in such a close and intimate relationship with each other, so that they know each other and through, they are constantly sharing each other's company in a perfect and unbroken union. They are united together in knowledge, in love, in purpose and direction. During his ministry on earth, Jesus often spoke about his fellowship and union with his Father.
Who is he who's the mightiest of all? Who is he? Creation trembles at his call. Who is he? The lowly sacrifice, paid a victim's price. His name is Jesus. Jesus, from the Father's own right hand. Jesus, God and Son. of man. None can tame. Who is he that every foe would fear his name? Who is he who was humbly led away to suffer that dark day? His name is Jesus, Jesus, from the Father's own right hand. Jesus, Son of God and Son of Man. Jesus, who died and rose again. Jesus, He's the Lion and the Lamb.
The Apostle John wrote also that, and the Word was God. Now, this statement has been a hotly debated phrase in the history of the church. Not everyone accepts that Jesus is fully and eternally God. The Jews in Jesus' day did not accept his claim to be God and regarded this as the greatest sin. They called Jesus Christ a blasphemer. They screamed and yelled for him to be crucified. They put him to death for his claim. They nailed him to a cross. I'm sure you've heard about that. God intended that he die for our rebellion, for our sins. Now this is what gives all believers hope for eternal life. In the early 4th century AD, a man named Arius began to teach that Jesus was not fully God, nor was he eternal. The ideas of Arius took a firm hold on people's minds, and for a while it seemed as though they would win over the whole church. It is just as important for us to remember and believe this truth, the truth about the Trinity. There are denominations today that have the same view as Arius. They will say that Jesus is a God, but they do not agree that he is eternal Son of God, and they don't accept that he is equal to God the Father. Jesus Christ has all the divine attributes and characteristics of God the Father. He is a distinct person, but all that the Father has, so has the Son. John introduces his gospel with these fundamental truths about Jesus Christ because they are the foundation of everything else that he wrote. In fact, they are the foundation of the whole Bible. He wanted those reading this book to get interested in his account of the life of Jesus and to keep reading. He wrote all this down. He quotes, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. In verse 18 of this chapter, he wrote, no one has ever seen God but Jesus, the one and only, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. God is a spirit, and no one has seen him or can see him. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world to make the Father known, to teach us about him, to explain to us all we need to know about God the Father. We will never know all there is to know about God the Father. He is God. He is Jehovah. He is incomprehensible. If we could know him fully, then we too would be gods. But that is not so. Nor can we all know all there is to know about the Son of God. He too is fully divine. He too is God. We know a great deal about him from the Bible, especially from the New Testament. But we can never know everything about him. In 1 John 1, the Apostle John makes a witness statement. He writes, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard we proclaim to you also, that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him, that is Jesus Christ, a liar, and his word is not in us. Now, one thing God has promised. There will always be more to learn about him, more to experience of his love and grace and mercy, more to appreciate about him. Let's do this all our lives on this earth and for all eternity, exploring the height and the depth, the length and the breadth of his love for us. Jesus Christ has come to make God known. We know from the Bible that Jesus left heaven and came into this world as a man. He took on our flesh. He came so that we can be God's redeemed people. Now we remember this event at Christmas time. Now this is an awesome truth, and so we often pass over it without thinking about it carefully. This Jesus Christ, fully divine, all-powerful, the Lord of heaven and earth, left the glory of heaven to come down into this world of sin. This Jesus, the eternal Son of God who made the world, came down to this earth to save us from the punishment that we deserve because of our sins. He came and visited us, God coming to us as a baby. How humbling to eventually be a sacrifice for our sins, for our rebellious ways, for a lost generation of mankind. While he was here, he was ignored, misunderstood, rejected, and abused. He was arrested, falsely accused, beaten, spat on, flogged, and then crucified. But he was the Son of God. He was God himself. He was perfect, without sin, holy and pure. So then, now if you have heard the truth about Jesus Christ, what next? Do we carry on as usual? Well, you cannot. 2,024 years ago, God intervened. Through Jesus Christ, he brought hope to a sinful, tragic world. Today, he has intervened in your life. You have heard the truth about Jesus Christ, and the Bible tells us the truth will set you free. What must we do? What must you do? Well, the call of the gospel is repent and believe. Repent from your former way of life and turn from that life and look to the Lord Jesus Christ as your one and only Savior. Seek forgiveness. Seek a clear conscience. Seek a new life. Worship Him. Draw near to Him so that you can be saved. Come in repentance and faith. And I'd like to encourage you to seek out a Bible preaching, Bible believing, Bible teaching church community in your area. Let us take a moment in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, as we come before you in prayer, we want to exalt you for who you are, great and awesome. We cannot fathom your ways nor your thoughts. For you are God, and we are only part of your creation. Forgive us, Lord, not only for our sins, but trying to hide them from you, for blaming others for them and trying to justify our sins. What can we do? Where can we go except to you for forgiveness and for a peace beyond understanding? May your Holy Spirit open our eyes to see how we are trying to escape from you. May you grant us the strength and the courage to change, to follow you, to follow your ways and to follow your word, that we may acknowledge you as our Savior, our Lord and our King. Lord, we pray that you will deliver our New Zealand out of this slippery, moralistic downhill slide. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Only in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to comment, our number is 876062. 0687 600 62. Now in Colossians chapter 1, we read there that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, both in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. What can we say about these amazing claims? What can we say about God's amazing grace, the love that our Lord God Almighty has bestowed upon this sinful generation, and to gather his flock back unto himself only through Jesus Christ? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish. Look to your Savior. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.